आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। पोलिंग बिगिन्स फॉर फर्स्ट फेज ऑफ असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन वेस्ट बंगाल एंड ऑल 234 सीट्स इन तमिलनाडु। इलेक्शन कमीशन इश्यूज शो कॉज नोटिस टू कांग्रेस प्रेसिडेंट मल्लिकार्जुन खड़गे फॉर वायलेटिंग मॉडल कोड ऑफ कंडक्ट। Vehicles without valid pollution control certificate not to get petrol, diesel, CNG or LPG at fuel stations in Delhi. Portals of Badrinath Dham opened with traditional rituals in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand. Iran says Strait of Hormuz cannot be opened due to ceasefire breaches. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Lucknow Super Giants by 40 runs. Polling has begun for first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal and all 234 assembly seats in Tamil Nadu. In both the states, voting began at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 p.m. In West Bengal, voting is taking place for 152 constituencies spread over 16 districts in this phase. There are 1,478 candidates in the fray. More than 44,000 polling booths have been set up across 152 constituencies. Out of these, 7,384 booths have been flagged as super sensitive or critical. About 3.6 crore voters are expected to exercise their franchise in this phase. Our Kolkata correspondent has filed this report.
Voting has begun for 152 constituencies across 16 districts of West Bengal from 7 in the morning today. Since early morning, long queues of voters have been seen outside polling booths. To ensure smooth conduct of this first phase of the election, a massive security arrangement is in place. A total of 2,407 companies of central forces have been deployed. Murshidabad, with its two police districts, has the highest concentration with 316 companies stationed. East Midnapur follows with 273 companies. In all, personnel from the central forces and state police are engaged in managing the polling process. This phase sees 1,478 candidates contesting, including 167 women. The highest number of candidates, 15 each, are in Kuchbihar South, Korundigi and Itahar. Chandrakona has the lowest with just 5 candidates in the fray. Sandipan Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Now we go over live to our correspondent Ashok Chaurasia, who is in Kasyong. Ashok, what is the latest update you have for our listeners on polling in the area?
Thank you, Pramod. The polling on all 296 polling booths in 24 Kasyong Assembly constituency under Darjeeling district is going on smoothly amid tight security. After visiting some surrounding booths, I have just reached at booth number 211 Karbia Tea State. Here, in large number of people are seen standing in lines. Both male and female voters are seen in queued almost half an hour before the polling schedule. The polling has begun since 7 a.m. and is going on smoothly. Most of the areas of this Kasyong constituency is tea gardens. Thus, most of the voters wanted to cast their vote as earliest possible. Due to SIR, this time the polling turnout is expected above 80%. Around 2,30,000 valid voters, among which 1,10,000 male and 1,17,000 female voters, will decide the fate of 7 candidates contesting on this seat. The main contest is between Sonam Lama of BJP and Amar Lama of Regional Party BGPM. In 2021 election, BJP won this seat.
Thank you, Ashok, for that update. Polling has also begun in Tamil Nadu for all assembly seats in a single phase. Over 5.73 crore voters will decide the electoral roll of 4,023 candidates in the fray. More than 75,000 polling stations have been established across the state to facilitate voter participation and ensure accessibility. Now we have our correspondent Joy with us from Chennai. Joy, what is the latest update you have for us on polling in Tamil Nadu?
Hi, Pramod. Good morning. The polling began at 7 a.m. today in all the 234 constituencies in Tamil Nadu. It's all beautifully decorated and all the securities are in place. So massive arrangements have been made for the voters to participate in this election, which is a five-cornered contest. And today is also a sunny day and the weather will be between 28 degrees Celsius to 32 degrees Celsius, which means arrangements for water facilities for the polling booths and shamianas has been hosted. 4,023 contestants are in fray this time, and since it is a five-cornered contest, the voting percentage is set to increase according to the political pundits. Even today morning, there has been a rush in all the polling stations which I visited, and it is a positive sign that the voting percentage might increase because during the day the sun will be so warmer. I don't know about the polling percentage, about how many people will come to vote outside. Maybe after 3 o'clock it is likely to increase, Pramod. And 20 delegates of election management bodies and diplomatic officials from Bhutan, Egypt, Mauritius, Moldova, Indonesia, Benin, Sri Lanka, Peru, Ghana and Namibia have arrived at Chennai to witness the process of the assembly elections. They will personally observe the voting process at all the polling stations. This opportunity provides them the best practices followed by the election commission, and it also explores the opportunities to implement them in their own countries. India is becoming a role model for the world in implementing neat and decent way of polling. Thank you, Pramod.
Thank you, Joy, for that update. The results of West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, along with Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections will be declared on the 4th of May. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with Home Minister Amit Shah, today urged citizens to participate enthusiastically in the assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi made a special appeal to young voters and women in both states to come out and vote in large numbers. He also called upon all voters to take part enthusiastically in the sacred duty of democracy. Meanwhile, Mr. Shah said that this phase of the West Bengal election is crucial, not only for the present, but also for the future of the state. Polling also began in Gujarat this morning for the by-election to the Umret assembly seat in Anand district under tight security. Nearly 2,45,000 voters, including 4,000 first-time voters, are eligible to cast their votes today across 306 polling stations. A total of 6 candidates are in the fray with a direct contest between Harshad Parmar of the BJP and Bhriguraj Singh Chauhan of the Congress. The administration has deployed a workforce of 1,500 polling personnel to ensure a smooth voting experience. Voting is also underway for the by-elections in Baramati constituency of Pune district and Rahuri constituency of Ahilyanagar district in Maharashtra. The by-elections are being held following the demise of Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar and Rahuri MLA Shivaji Kardile. In Baramati, Sunetra Pawar is the main contender, while Akshay Kardile is a key candidate in Rahuri. The Election Commission has issued show cause notice to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for violating the provisions of the Model Code of Conduct for the use of derogatory remarks against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Kharge had made these remarks during a press conference in Chennai. The poll body has asked Mr. Kharge to explain his stand within 24 hours. The notice was issued by the Commission after it received complaints from senior BJP leader and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and other office bearers of the party in this regard. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Delhi, vehicles without a valid pollution under control PUC certificate will not get fuel such as petrol, diesel, CNG or LPG at fuel stations. The Delhi government has taken this decision to ensure effective control over vehicular pollution in the national capital. More from our correspondent.
As per the new directive, fuel will be supplied strictly and exclusively to vehicles holding a valid PUC certificate. The government said that the accountability has been clearly fixed across all concerned agencies to ensure zero tolerance in implementation. All petrol pumps and gas outlets have been directed to comply with the order in letter and spirit. The government has warned the authorities that any lapse will invite strict action. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that the government is firmly committed to ensure a clean, healthy environment and improving Delhi air quality through sustained and comprehensive measures. She added that tackling air pollution requires firm and effective interventions, and this decision is a crucial step in that direction. Aditya Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The portals of Badrinath Temple, located in the Chamoli district of Uttarakhand, were opened for devotees this morning amid Vedic chants and traditional rituals. More details from our correspondent.
On the auspicious occasion, Badrinath Temple was grandly decorated. As the gates opened, the entire shrine echoed with the chants of Jai Badri Vishal. Devotees showed great enthusiasm as traditional music instruments and army band performance filled the atmosphere. On this occasion, the Mahabhishek Puja was performed by Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami in the name of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, praying for the prosperity and well-being of the nation and the state. Chief Minister also reviewed the pilgrimage arrangements and said that all necessary measures are being taken to ensure a safe and smooth Chardham Yatra. It may be recalled that the portals of Kedarnath Dham were opened yesterday, while the gates of Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines had already been opened on April 19th. The Chardham temples open every year during summer and are closed with the onset of winters. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Iran has said that the Strait of Hormuz cannot be opened due to ceasefire breaches by the US and Israel. We have a report.
Iran's chief negotiator, Mohammad Bakar Ghalibaf, said in a post on social media that the violations include the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports, which he said amounted to taking the global economy hostage, and warmongering by Israel on all fronts. Moreover, Iran remains open to negotiations, said Iran President Masoud Pezeshkian, but he added breach of commitments, blockade and threats are main obstacles to genuine negotiations. It appeared early Tuesday that the U.S. and Iran would hold new peace talks in Pakistan this week, but they are yet to begin. On Tuesday night, US President Donald Trump announced an extension to the US-Iran ceasefire that was due to expire yesterday. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt later clarified that Mr. Trump's extension is open-ended and has no new deadline. She added that Mr. Trump is satisfied with the ongoing US naval blockade against Iran and he understands Iran is in a very weak position. With Vishal's report, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Lucknow Super Giants by 40 runs in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 160 runs, the LSG could make only 119 runs in 18 overs. Earlier put into bat first, RR posted 159 for 6 in 20 overs, with Ravindra Jadeja's unbeaten innings of 43 runs in just 29 balls. Jadeja was also a judge player of the match. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arekal.
Thank you, Pramod. Iran attacks three ships in straight day after ceasefire extended headlines. The Hindustan Times, The Statesman headlines, Iran fires on three ships, seizes two in Strait of Hormuz after USA extends ceasefire, while The Times of India headlines, Trump hints at talks in 72 hours, even as Iran seizes two ships. The Tribune headlines, TMC, BJP put in all might for phase one polling as Bengal sees battle like never before. And the Asian Age headlines, high stakes battle looms in 152 Bengal seats, whole of Tamil Nadu today. Mostly all newspapers have on their front page the first anniversary of the Pahalgam attack. The Pioneer says Rajnath Singh signals strength as nation remembers victims. Another prominent story covered in all newspapers is the mandatory registration of e-sports from the 1st of May. Online games from Pakistan, China and Turkey may be told to register with government, says the Financial Times. An editorial in the Tribune titled Why Sir is Important in West Bengal opines that the greatest strength of a democracy is the voting rights of the people, and the first condition of that right is an accurate, transparent and credible electoral roll. And finally, water ATMs inaugurated in Shalimar Bagh as a relief to citizens, even as the mercury touched 42 degrees Celsius in the capital. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Polling begins for first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal and all 234 seats in Tamil Nadu. Election Commission issues show cause notice to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for violating Model Code of Conduct. Vehicles without valid pollution control certificate not to get petrol, diesel, CNG or LPG at fuel stations in Delhi. Portals of Badrinath Dham open with traditional rituals in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand. Iran says Strait of Hormuz cannot be opened due to ceasefire breaches. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Lucknow Super Giants by 40 runs. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.